This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about an upcoming health fair with the Adrian Ebide Neighborhood Promise there on East Maumee Street. Happy to have on the program to talk a little bit more about that, Lynn Punnett. And normally, I have Lynn Punnett on with me on Viewpoint, but she's here in her other hat, a manager of community resilience at the Adrian Ebide Neighborhood Promise. Lynn, welcome back on the program.
Thank you, Dale. I'm so glad to be here.
As well as we have and D'Angelo Boone, who is the coordinator of education and programming there at the Ebide Center. D'Angelo, welcome back as well.
Thanks, Dale. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You know, this is such a neat thing. This is not the first time you've had a health fair, has it, Lynn?
This is our second annual health fair, Health in the Heart of Adrian, we call it, at the Ebide Center. And it's going to be even bigger and better than last year. So we're really excited to offer it again to community.
Well, let's talk about first daytime and location for this, D'Angelo, so that, and then we'll revisit it again at the end of the program.
Absolutely. So it's going to be August 15th, 2026, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., located at our center, 801 East Maumee, Adrian, Michigan.
Okay. Now, doing this, local organizations are coming together for this, right, Lynn?
Yeah, we have a number of partners that we work with all the time, year-round at the Ebide Center, but even some others that aren't typically offering program with us will be there that day. But we have a really rich offering from ProMedica, too. Even more ProMedica clinicians and physicians than last year, just offering more intense health-related stuff, but community partners as well. Yes.
And that's really great, too, because that it's great, and I've talked about this many times on this program about the great way that collaboration is here in the county with the different organizations and nonprofits. And this is going to be another example of that, Lynn.
Yeah, and D'Angelo's worked really hard to get those community partners for example, hearing tests, you know, that's from one of our partners in community, although ProMedica is going to be doing A1C testing. Now, that's a direct health-related thing, so we'd be doing that day and helping people really know what's going on with their sugar and talk to a physician. But what else is going on, Dee, besides the hearing tests that I just happened to mention?
We have quite a few different offerings. One is going to be haircuts, free haircuts for our community as well, and that's through My Cousin Vinny's.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have therapy massage that's going to be available as well, and that was a huge hit last year.
I bet it was.
Yes, it was. Yeah. And I really wish I could have taken advantage of that myself, but I was busy working the event. But we're looking to have partners come in that's offering a service. And that's really what we were really intentional on this year. So we were able to really connect with different departments that's going to be bringing resources of that nature. So we've got the health department that's going to be doing STD and STI screening and testing as well. And just kind of wrapping up those partnerships and services at this event. So we're really excited about that and just knowing that the community will have access to these services that day.
Excellent. And, you know, there's going to be, you mentioned about the free haircuts, D'Angelo, but also there's some other things they're going to be doing, too. I mean, you'll be offering as what else?
Yes. So we will have the Veggie-Mobile will be present. So for the first 100 people that arrive, we'll be providing fresh produce.
Nice.
For community. We are going to have food available as well for the first 100 people. So the event will be catered. So we're encouraging folks to come early.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah, take full advantage of the resources that's going to be there. And there will be, we're looking to provide stroke and diabetes screening as well and a bike giveaway as well.
Oh, so, nice. Yeah,
absolutely. And we really want the community to really take advantage of these services, and we're really looking to pour into community as well. Health is a big concern for our community.
Yeah,
and making sure that we have the right partners present, offering a service that community can take advantage of that they may be isolated from or maybe reluctant to go out to have these testings done, mm-hmm. but are in real need of it. So we're really hoping to connect with the community through this event.
Well, you know, it kind of goes along with the slogan that you have or the phrase that you use, Lynn.
Yes, healthier happens here.
Yeah.
And I love that our marketing department said to me one time, Lynn, it's not a slogan, it's a promise.
It's right. I like
and
that.
And I really love that because that's different than just a slogan.
Yeah.
So healthier happens here is a promise from ProMedica.
Yeah. You know, the thing is that this is something that a lot of people should take advantage. So D'Angelo, who should take advantage, who can come to this?
Everyone's welcome to this. Yeah. People of all ages, our youth, our senior population, our middle-aged population, anyone that's in need of services that feel that they were not able to really connect with these services, and folks that may be curious as to what if they are a diabetes, if they have diabetes awareness challenges that they should be aware of, they should really consider this as well. And I would say everyone throughout Lenawee County. It's not just Adrian. It's the entire county.
Yeah.
We're looking to service the entire county, and we're inviting everyone to come out. So friends, family, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all ages for sure. And we hope people will tell their neighbors about it and just have everyone come out. But some of the things besides diabetes, which is prevalent and of concern, we'll have stroke screening that day, cancer education. There's going to be someone who can talk about a new radiation therapy that's available through ProMedica. I don't know a lot about that yet because it's a new for the hospital, but we are really excited about that. Obviously, there will be blood pressure readings that will be available and the A1C testing we've talked about. There's a spirometry screening and pulmonary rehab, lung disease kind of education. Pharmacy will be there. The ProMedica Pharmacy folks will be there. You can talk about your prescriptions and have questions answered. And then the other thing that we're excited, we just got confirmation on, is there will be someone there that can help answer questions about MyChart.
Oh, sure.
Right?
And
if you want to get registered on MyChart or learn how to log in and have assistance with MyChart, because that's a really amazing tool that's available. But even I'm a little bit intimidated by MyChart. And so there will be resources available to help people with that. So it's very broad.
Yeah.
And we're looking to have a dietitian available as well. So if you have any dietary questions, you can have those addressed as well. And I think that's going to be a huge resource for people.
Yeah. I do too. Yeah, go ahead, Lynn.
I was just going to say, and I just remembered cardiac rehab.
Yes.
There'll be someone from the cardiac rehab department there as well.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's a really good offering and opportunity, and it's all free. Everything is free. Everything is always free at the eBide Center, but on this particular day, to have all these resources available from ProMedica and the partners, it's a great opportunity.
And the thing is, being on a Saturday and being, you know, from 11 to 3, mm-hmm. you know, is good for a lot of people that may not be able to do it during the weekday, D'Angelo.
Absolutely. And those are some of the things that we thought about as we were putting the health fair together. And also just some information from the resident coalition that really were bought into this as well. Just hearing from community members as to what things were that they were looking for and timing.
Yeah.
I think timing is huge. And making sure that we place events on days that's convenient for community, that's also huge. So it's not just a random date or a random date that's selected. It's really intentional and it's really resident-led. The dates that we pick, the services that we try to acquire for our health fair is really intentional and with the support of the coalition. And I think that's important as well, that we have community buy-in when we're putting these things together.
Oh, absolutely.
And community support. So the community supports this health fair and they're looking forward to this health fair taking place in the heart of East Adrian.
Yeah. And like you said, being free, I mean, gosh, where can you get all these different services and being able to get all this for free too?
Right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not very many places, and we're glad to be able to offer it.
That's right. And again, this is going to be at the eBide Center, daytime and location once again.
Saturday, August 15th from 11 to 3. And the eBide Center is commonly called the eBide Center at Comstock.
Yes.
A lot of people in community know the old Comstock School, but it's at 801 East Maumee.
Okay. Yeah. Definitely, you know, make sure it's on your calendar. to be able to come out. Yeah, because really take advantage of it. And when I can't get over how much that you're offering services for free, D'Angelo, and that's a big thing.
It is. It is. It creates access
for
a community that may have some financial challenges.
Sure.
And so to have these services provided in a local place, is huge for community, and that accessibility is a really key component.
Yes.
And if you want individuals to come, you've got to make it convenient for them to access the facility, to be able to travel to get there. We know that we have challenges in transportation in our community.
Sure.
And if we can address that in some capacity and make it accessible for community to attend it, to take part in it, you see those results. And we do see those results at the eBide Center. Our numbers have increased by 109% since the onset of eBide in this community. And people are walking through the doors, and they're loving the services that are provided, and we're getting positive responses for the programming that we have. And again, it's all because we are intentional. We do have the ear of the community, and they're vocalizing the things that they're looking for to participating in. And we are intentional to locate those services and bring them into our center.
Which is awesome. And another thing is a little bit of a special note regarding the eBide Center too, Len.
You're talking about the new program that we're going to
launch
soon?
Well, I was thinking about the third anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Well, this month, three years ago this month, we launched our first programming. Yeah. And so hard to believe 3 years
has
just gone like that.
Yeah.
But from D'Angelo mentioned, from 2024 to 2025, we increased engagement by over 100%, more than doubled. And we're on track to do that again this year, more than double what we did last year.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's not just about numbers. Of course, data is really important. And I can't wait to report to ProMedica and to community that, you know, we went from 800 people year one to 1,600 and some year two to 2,000 plus in year three. But the really cool thing is we're hearing stories from people, right? Testimonials, if you will, of how their lives have changed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, really important.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and then getting back to the one thing that you referred to is about the shared mobile kitchen display.
Yeah, we have Stubnitz Foundation funded for us a shared mobile kitchen. So we're going to be increasing a lot of offerings in the next year in nutrition-related programming at the eBide Center. But D'Angelo and the folks who work with Hunger Free Lenawee the pantries, we have a number of really fabulous pantries in Lenawee County. We got a mobile version of a demonstration kitchen, and those pantries will be able to check out tables and hot plates and cooking equipment and a convection oven and everything you would need to have a demonstration kitchen at their local food pantry out in our rural communities. And so ProMedica is making that available, again, thanks to the Stubnitz Foundation for funding it. But we are super excited, and the pantries are anxious to get their hands on that. And we'll have that kitchen on display that day at the health fair so people can see what the shared mobile kitchen is. Like the Boys and Girls Club will use it, for example.
Oh, yeah.
To teach nutrition and cooking classes to the youth at the club.
Yeah.
So it's not just for pantries.
Yeah.
But we're really excited about that.
What a great addition.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh. D'Angelo.
Yes. When it was mentioned at Hunger Free Lenawee, it kind of took over the entire meeting.
I bet.
Yes. And so the pantries wanted to know, when are we going to get access to this? When can we start programming? When can we advertise this to the community? So it's going to lead to a greater collaboration. So pantries are going to support pantries when it comes to these demonstrations. And also, there are a lot of nutritious foods that's out there that people don't know how to prepare properly.
Yeah,
So they shy away from those food items. And this could be the thing that changed that.
Absolutely.
And we can make food that much more available as people learn how to prepare these different meals.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of conversation around it. The pantries can't wait. I'm looking forward to it. And I think this will be a game changer for a lot of pantries and for community at large.
How exciting. Mm-hmm. This is exciting news. This is awesome. That's great. Thanks for bringing it to our attention.
Yeah.
As we are running closely out of time here, let's remind the listeners once again about the health fair that's going to be coming up, D'Angelo.
Sure. So the health fair is August 15th from 11 to 3 p.m., located at the E-Bike Center, located at Comstock, which is 801 East Maumee, Adrian, Michigan. Everyone's welcome to come throughout the county. And we hope to see you there.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for being on the program and really appreciate it. And
thank
continued
you,
much success at the E-Byte Center at Comstock.
Yes.
Really appreciate it, all the work that you're doing.
Well, we're grateful for WLEN and your partner station and everything you're doing for us.
D'Angelo Boone, who is the coordinator of educational programming at the E-Byte Center, and Lynn Punnett, who is the manager, community resilience, Adrian E-Byte Neighborhood Promise. Again, Lynn, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we'll talk again soon.